Everyone, we are up to Simon Kuf Chaf Hey Siv Beis. We read Siv Beis inside yesterday. Now let's go back, read Siv Beis again with a bunch of Mishnah Berurahs to see inside. Tov lechavin raglo b'shasha omer kedushim shliach tzibur on page 299 at the bottom of it, onto 300. Hey, we are supposed, one is supposed to have his feet together just like he has in Shmoneh Esrei. He's supposed to also have a kedusha when just like the shliach tzibur also. V'yeslisa inayim lamarom. You're supposed to lift up your eyes toward Shemayim b'shasha omer kedusha when you are doing Kedush. Okay, so now, a couple things over here. Number one, Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Dalet. When one is saying good Kedush, it says over here, V'tzarech lechavim b'yoter b'kedusha. L'kadosh Hashem Yisparach, the kavana one is supposed to have when saying Kedusha, that is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Miskadash Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael. You're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kedush Hashem when you are doing Kadosh, 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 when you're doing, where you're answering Kedush. And through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spread his Kedusha from upstairs down here. The Arizal used to be warned people very much about doing this to the Mikavana of the Pasuk Niskadash B'Toch B'nei Yisrael when saying Kedusha. Okay, Rosh Hashanah Zaman writes that so too, even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you're hearing Kedusha from the Shliach Tzibur, you should also be mechaving this when you're Yodot Shomayak Kona. Fine. That is what? Number two is look inside Siv Katan Hey. You're supposed to look up to Shemayim when you're saying Kedusha. Ki katvu b'shem Sefer Yecholos. I'm not sure what Sefer Yecholos is, but that's what's called b'shem Sefer Yecholos is Elishonu. Bruchim atem Hashem Shemayim Yerdei Merkava im Tomro v'sagidu l'bonai. If everyone would just know what is going on upstairs when Klal Yisrael is saying Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, and you should teach them to have their eyes looking up towards Shemayim when they're doing it. Ki ein li hanah ba'olam ka'oso shah. A Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have any way it could be Yachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have any much pleasure in this world at this time when our aim nesus beinai ubeinai beinai beinam. When my eye, when you're looking up towards Shemayim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking down towards us. That's the greatest pleasure from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to a little child, the first time when a child looks up to his parents and the parents look down at his child's eyes. The same thing as we're saying kedusha, we're mekadosh Shemayim. Ba'ot Hashah ani ochiz bekisei kvodi. Okay, at that time I hold on to my Kisei Kavod. Bidmus Yaakov, Umichabko, Umenashko. I hug it and kiss and ask her z'chus of Ma'ergulatam. And I ask her the z'chus of Oseinu. Okay, why is it Dafka Yaakov over here? But that's what he says, z'chus Yaakov. And Umaharegulatam. And I, Mehera, bring the Geula when this happens. Okay, what does it mean to look up towards Shemayim when you're saying Kedusha? Says Mishnah Berurah Sikkun Vav, Amachlokas in the Posik. Some say that your eyes are supposed to be close. Aval, and this is the way the Mishnah passes. Harbi Achronim Chol Kimoze Upasuk Magimor Kimosam, that you, even with your eyes open, which is the pashtus of this Sefer Yecholos, that our eyes are looking up towards Shemayim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking down towards us at this time. Fine. Then the Mishnah Roma goes on. Minanim gufan v'nosinotom in haaretz. You're supposed to literally shake your body and raise it up from the ground. Okay? And this is where we get to the people who we pop up on our heels, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Sivkat in Zayin, Hashlok Kata, Shekabala biyado, Sheyarim gufo v'akevo l'mailo b'baruch v'yimloch. You should raise up your body and your heel upwards by baruch v'yimloch, kimo b'kadosh. I guess it was the dumber question. That by kadosh, 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 you raise up your heel, but you also do it at baruch yavod and yimloch. That's what it sounds like over here. That's what it says beferish. And this reminds me over here, the one mistake, I don't know where this comes from, that people at the end of their Shmoneh Esrei, when they take the three steps forward, they go up also. I don't think there's any makor for such a thing. But at kadosh, 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 baruch yavod and yimloch, we see beferish over here, that one is supposed to go up on their heels when saying it. I don't think by Shema Yisrael, when you add in Shema Yisrael on Shabbos, you go up, because once again, we saw yesterday that that's not really the ikar part of Kedusha. It's not really part of Kedusha during that time. Okay, so that is in terms of going up. Ve'ein l'daber b'ensa Kedusha, one is not allowed to talk in the middle of Kedusha. That we all understand, that one is not allowed to talk. Very interestingly over here, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkat and Tes, Kata b'darki Moshe Shema Ril, Loya medaber mitchilas HaKedusha, Ad achar amin da hakel ha-kadosh. He wouldn't speak from the beginning. What's the chiddush over here? You know, I'm talking about Chazal Shas. So they say it's talking about over here that one child could be that he was the tzarech tzibur, is the rav of the shul, and he has to speak on something. He would do it at that point. Another pshat I saw is talking about the maril would even do this even if he had already davened. If he had already davened, he would happen to be in the tzibur, that he would still make mafin not to talk until the end of akel kadosh, as we saw a couple times already from the Ramah, that akel kadosh, the amin of akel kadosh, has a din similar to the din of answering kedusha, and therefore not to make sure not to be makpin and have sekos until end of akel kadosh. The same thing. The same thing would apply. Okay? Umi Shamar say Kedusha Vala Basic Kedusha about the Sibur Onim Kedusha. Someone who said the Seder Kedusha already, he already answered Kedusha, he already daven, and he comes to the Basic Kedusha, and he finds the Sibur saying Kedusha. Once again, Chauzer of Onim, you should answer again with him. And in terms of what is more important, the Rishiva asked before, what's more important, Mania Yishmi Rabba or Kedusha. So you've seen already before that really Amenya Yishmi Rabba, even as much and great as the Mishnah Berurah is describing Kedusha, Amenya Yishmi Rabba is even more important. Look inside Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Ches. Okay, about six lines down, it says, V'katav HaMagad Avram. Sorry, V'katav HaChroni. The Ashan Yas Amenya Yishmi Rabba Hu Adifa Mikedusha, even though Amenya Yishmi Rabba is greater than answering Kedusha, Mikol Makom, Im Kaddish Kvar Shoma, if you already heard a Kaddish, Kedusha lo shema v'dayin, but you do not hear Kedusha yet. Nizdavin lo nas Kaddish Kedusha. You have one minute in saying Kaddish and one minute in saying Kedusha. Mutav shiyana Kedusha kadei letzeis yidei chova. There's an inyan of being yotza yidei chova of answering Kedusha. Because you've already answered one Kaddish already, now they get to Kedusha. So let's say you already heard the Kaddish at the beginning of Tfilah. So you already got yotzi, at least saying one yamein yeshmei rabba. You yotzi, one answer, one Kaddish. At this point, it's even more important to hear Kedusha in this case. Okay, that's what he brings out of here. Katava prima god. Im hitcha kedusha v'emtsa shama kaddish. You already started kedusha, and now you hear a kaddish. Again, kaddish is more important than kedusha. Mistabish the lo yasik lano yisi amen yeshmi rabba. In this case, you would not masik in the middle of answering kedusha, even the answer amen yeshmi rabba. Elogomer kadosh gimel pam kvodo. You would at least finish kadosh until the arts kvodo. At that point, even though the sibur still in the middle of kedusha, you'd be able to answer, sounds like over here, amen yeshmi rabba. Then you would go ahead and say Amen Yeheshmi Rabbah. So that is the dinam of Kedusha. A lot of very, very important things. Once again, we see the important chashivas of Kedusha are being doma to the malachim who say themselves, like we see in Yeshayahu Navi, that it describes the malachim saying Yeshua Baruch Kadosh 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 and Baruch Kivod. So we are doma mamish doma malachim. That's what we do in Shemona Esrei. We're supposed to be doma malachim. We're talking one-on-one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're supposed to rise up to the level to be able to answer Kedusha at this point and be doma to the malachim answering Kedusha. So we should not be in that mindset of Kedusha and his Kedash B'dolch B'nei Yisrael, like we said before. Moving on to Siman Kuf Chavav, Din Shliach Tzibur Shata. Okay, in the middle of this Chazar Shashas, the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, or for that matter, cannot continue in the Shemona Esrei, for that matter. This happened L'maisa here in this Medrash last year. One time, we'll get to L'maisa, it's not the Lacha Aleph, but we'll see it maybe today in Lacha Beis. Says the Mechaber over here in Sifat. Shliach Tzibur should tov v'dilig achas mikol brachos. Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake and he skips one of the 19 brachos of Shemona Esrei. Uvukishemaskino deyodea lachsel mikomo. Once again, you have to remember going through the siman that they didn't always have sidurim. The person that was the chazan, he was the person who was a bucky and tefillin. He was most people did not have sidurim. Okay, so over here you have sidur. Of course, you're going to go back to the place over here. You get in the mobile sometimes. It's hard to go back to the original place. So Mashkira to Yodiel actually come and see if I was talking about it, he'll know where to go back. You say you skip Baruch Aleinu, go back to Baruch Aleinu and continue. That would not be a problem. So Ein Mesalkin Oto, you don't take him down in the middle of Chazar Hashas. You let him go ahead and continue. Avalim Dileg Birkas Amalshinim, as Rav Korn spoke about the other day, the bracha of Lamalshinim, that is the different bracha, and also the 19th bracha added because of the minim, because of the Jews that were becoming like the Christians and stuff like that. Birkas Amalshinim, over there the Gemara says if someone wants to skip that, because you have to remember, at the beginning, the Christians were the Jews, okay? They were still keeping somewhat of Judaism and starting to follow their ways, so they would get up and then be the Shliach Tzibur, and no one knew exactly what was going on in their mind, and they wouldn't want to say this bracha of Lo Amal Shinim. They would be talking about themselves, cursing themselves, and therefore they want to skip it. So if you see the person wanting to skip this bracha, so the Gemara tells us you get him out of there right away. Okay, you take him down or Shema Bikorsu. So we would take him down Miyad Shema Bikorsu. So the Imhitchel Bavitav, he starts the bracha v'la malshinim and then makes a mistake. Amos Alkanot, because the fact that he started the bracha shows that he really wanted to say it. He's just making a mistake, which is generally the case nowadays. Okay, we have plenty of apikorsim out there, but even the apikorsim, they get up to daven, generally those people don't even know the difference between the brachas, and they'll say most of the brachas anyways. We'll get to that point in a second about nowadays apikorsim. Okay, but the Mechaber says if he starts the bracha, you don't make salkanoto. The Bir Alach over here, Dimasim Salkanoto Miyad, says Venira, Dim Nisker Ma'atzel V'chazel L'Birkas Malshinim, he skips the whole bracha. But then he says, Oy Vein, he goes back himself to V'la Malshinim, Ain't Tzarech Lahorido, Dari Muchach to Mikara Bishkaga Hayyad. And that shows that it was Bishogig the first time that he skips the bracha. But there's definitely a difference between Birkas L'Malshinim and the other brachas. Now look inside Mr. Brussi, Kadrim Beis, and he says like this, Vida, three lines down. Vida, the Muchach L'Kuli Alma, Dim Anu Yodim Shu Kofar B'Tchiyas Amesim. Oh, Einu Mamin Begula Hasida. If you know the person who wants to go up to the Chazan is a kofer in Tchiyas Amesim, he does not believe in Tchiyas Amesim. He doesn't believe in the ultimate Geula. V'kol Shekeinim Einu Mamin B'Torah Min HaShemayim. Kol Shekeinim, he doesn't believe that Torah was given at Smait Sinai. Oh, Begmul of Onesh, he doesn't believe in Schar V'Onesh. All these things make a person apikoris mamish. L'kuli alma apikoris gamoru v'aser la'anichol yosheh tzibor. Even if he is a chiyuv, even if he says, I have your sight over here, if it's a known thing that a person, again, you have to be so much of a kanai, you have to actually know about it. Okay, it has to be a known thing, and obviously you should go to the Rav of the Shul and stuff like that, but he is not allowed to be the shliach tzibor. What? Okay, and it says over here, if this... says the Mishnah Berurah, and this apikoros who gets up or wants to be the chazan, let him be the chazan. Vim amad bechazka, if this apikoros, once again, you have to know that he's a real apikoros, not just a tinnah chenishbu that doesn't know anything, but someone's considered a real apikoros. Vim amad bechazka, ein onim amin acharav. You don't answer amin to his brachas. Okay, if someone who generally that's if a tzibor does not want someone to be the chazan and he gets up and forces a way up to be a chazan, he's not an apikoros. We generally don't answer amin to his brachas. Kal v'chomer over here when we're dealing with an apikoros. Let's just read through Siv Beis over here. We're not even going to read it, so we'll come back to Siv Beis Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. We'll leave it over here. I can't for today.